Just what's been your takeaway in Patrick Laine and how he approaches the game?
I think he's a pretty mature 18-year-old. He has some experience playing professionally last year, so he's great out there. He likes to talk about things on the bench. You know, he wants to be in the right spots. I think the way he was developed as a player, you can see he's got some nice defensive instincts. You know, he's got a good stick. You see him and Joel Armia, two really good Finnish players, but they have great sticks defensively. So he's been pretty impressive.
You have the sense that playing against Matthews for the first time in the NHL might mean something to him?
No. I don't think, even just reading the things he says and the things he talks about, I think he genuinely wants to try to help our team win. All the other stuff is obviously going to be talked about, and that's just part of the game. But I think he's here to help us win, and he's done a good job so far.
Like, the team scored first in every single game, but the second period hasn't been as kind to you guys. What do you do tonight to try to avoid that?
Well, I guess just don't come out as hard in the first and try to save some of that energy for the second period. I thought our second period last game was all right. They got a little bit of a fluky goal at the end there. If that doesn't go in, we're tied up after two at home. I think we like where we're at. So, overall, I think our game last game was pretty good. It was a building block from the Minnesota game. So we're just hoping to keep trending in the right direction.
Stand out from Matthews. What have you heard of him? What do you see from him? What sort of challenge will he present tonight?
Well, he scored four goals in his first game. I think that goes without saying, right? So kind of a rhetorical question, but I think just even watching a little bit at the World Cup, he's really strong on the puck for his age. He does a really nice job protecting it. He competes on every puck. Give him time and space. Give him scoring chances, he's going to make you pay. So I think all the things that you look for in a number one pick are kind of what you're seeing so far. And, he's a player that, you got to keep an eye on.
Like, you talked about the Boston game being a building block. What was it about it that you liked? That was it the improved shot total, that kind of thing?
Well, I think we're never going to be searching for offense in our room. You start trying to figure out how you're going to score more goals, and you're going to let up six on the other end. So I think we played faster last game. I think we did a good job coming back. We were able to give our D some quick ups, and that's what helped generate some more offensive zone time. So overall, I think we were a little bit faster in that game. There's going to be nights where you don't get the bounce to go your way. I mean, that you look back on it with the amount of power plays we had and just the amount of zone time we had, if we can pop a couple in there, that game sways in our favor pretty quickly.
Seems like you guys are trying to figure out yourselves with all the new changes. How, that aside, how important is it to get off to a good start and to get above that 500 mark, even though it is really the
end? There are not many established veteran teams in the NHL anymore. Sure. So we're going through the same thing a lot of teams are going through, trying to figure out how everyone fits into our room and what everyone's role is going to be. So you try to expedite that process. Our head coach wasn't here for a lot of training camp. Some of our players weren't here for a lot of training camp. So the World Cup kind of set us back a little bit and set everyone back a little bit. So, we're kind of learning on the fly as we go here. You want to get as many points in the bank as you can as soon as possible, because they become tougher to come by at the end of the year.
Matthews aside, what do you expect from the Leafs tonight?
Well, I think Mike Babcock coach teams are, always pretty structurally sound. They do a lot of things to try to negate your speed through the neutral zone. So it's going to be kind of like the first three games we've played. Teams that are willing to play a boring style are willing to suffocate you and try to make you change the way you're playing the game. So if we can just stick with it all night, we'll give ourselves a chance.